Get a seat, all in here if you can find a place. It's good to see everybody this morning. See, am I in the way here? I think so. Everybody get a seat. Okay. You can sit anywhere here. All right, Michael, you're not in trouble. But, man, that is the most serious look I've ever seen. You're going to hold this, okay? Okay, listen up. Here's a piece of paper. It says Bill Ashburn. This is Bill Ashburn, okay? Let me tell you something about Bill Ashburn. He's about to turn 65 years old. Wow, that's old, isn't it? I got a call this week from Medicare welcoming to the Medicare program. That's kind of humbling. But anyway, Bill Ashburn has a problem. And Bill Ashburn's problem is what Romans 3:23 says. It says, "For all have sinned and fall short of God's glory." Everyone, every single one in this room, adults, kids, we all fall short. You know why? Because we're human. God is an awesome God. He's a perfect God. He's a holy God. And let me ask you this question. You're not going to hurt my feelings. Is Brother Bill a perfect person? Yes. Peyton, I like that. That's a good answer, but it's wrong. No. Brother Bill struggles just like you struggle. And listen, because I struggle, I need help. So when I was in the fourth grade, I was in church, and I listened to the pastor, and I decided to put my faith in Jesus. And I believed that He died for me, and I believed that He forgave me my sins. Now, Michael, come up here by me. Michael has, what do you have in your hand? No, you don't. What do you have in your hand? Christ. Okay. It is the Bible. Stand right here. Okay. I was reading this morning, and there's a verse in Ephesians. Now listen. Here's Brother Bill. Liam, can you hold Brother Bill? Okay, hold him. Be careful with him. There is a verse in Ephesians chapter? Here it is. Chapter 1, verse 4. Listen to what it says. It says, "Even before He made the world, God loved us." Now, here it is. He chose us. God chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in God's eyes. Now, how in the world does Brother Bill become holy? Because I make mistakes. How do I become forgiven? Do you know? Anybody know? Okay, here's the only way I can do it. How? Be a Christian, exactly. When I was in the fourth grade and I asked Jesus to forgive me of my sins and come into my life, the Bible says in Ephesians 1:4 that I became in Christ. Okay? Now, look up here. Does Brother Bill still make mistakes? Thank you. Okay, but when I make mistakes, do you see my mistakes? Where is Brother Bill right now in this Bible? You see Christ. Why? He forgave me. He's perfect. He died for the imperfect one. And so one of the things we need to understand is that God loved us so much that He died for our sins because we couldn't fix the problem. And He created this thing called the church. The church is where you go when you are a sinner. That's where we are right now. So I hope and pray that you understand the only way to be perfect in God's eyes is to put your faith in Him. Okay? Everybody bow their head and let's pray. Lord, thank you for these kids. Thank you most of all that you loved them and that you died for them. When they're old enough to understand that, may they place their faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen.